Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Romano. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The first baseman, Kurt Palfari. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Palmer. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. And now, play ball. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Palfari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Palmer, and towards Johnson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Echeverrin for a passed ball. Weiss moves to second. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Weiss moves to third. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Mark Bellinger pinch runs for Luis Aparicio. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari is 0 for 1 in the game. Palfari hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bellinger moves to third. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Bellinger now playing shortstop. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy A.G. is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. A.G. is 0 for 1 in the game. A.G. hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes A.G. The throw from Echeverrin and he is safe. A.G. steals second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. A.G. moves to third. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowens strikes out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-1 in the game. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Palmer strikes out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Echeverrin and he is out, Bellinger applying the tag. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Tommy McCraw pinch runs for Bill Skowron. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Echeverrin and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Bowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Ed Stroud now playing right field. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-2 in the game. Bulfari hits a fly ball into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford juggles the ball. That's an error on Buford. Robinson moves to second. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowens takes first base on ball 4. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Adair strikes out. 1 out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Jim Palmer. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-3 in the game. Bulfari hits a fly ball into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-2 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry strikes out. 2 outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bulfari scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Agee strikes out. 1 out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stroud. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 3 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stroud. Blair reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw catches it and throws to second to double up Blair. The throw to third to get Johnson, and that's a triple play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.